بسم الله، الحمد لله، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الناصح الأمين. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام والسنة. All praise and thanks belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to Islam and for guiding us to the Sunnah. بإذن الله تعالى. I just would like to, before starting, to thank the brothers here at Masjid Nurullah and all of those who are behind putting this event together and this conference and the series of workshops together, and those who in general are behind and for the upkeep of the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every one of them tremendously and give them the best of this world and of the next and protect them from harm. And we thank our brothers for having good thoughts about us and extending to us the invitation. Verily it is honored, and we are humbled by it and honored by their invitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me better than that which they think of me and forgive me for that which they don't know about me. I would like to give just some words of advice, bismillahi ta'ala, as relates to the masjid. And that is an encouragement for everyone here in this area, those who are close, those who are residents in this area, those who live near to the area or work near to the area, to lend your support to the masjid. And those of you who don't live in this area, to lend your support to the masjid in your area, meaning the masajid of Ahl Sunnah. The masajid of Ahl Sunnah. And that is because when it comes to the likes of bid'ah and the masajid of the people of innovation and so on and so forth, then this should not be an option for us. Meaning that our support should be and seeking to spread the sunnah and supporting those who are spreaders of the sunnah. Because the issue in the affair of clinging to the sunnah is that which is well known. And there is no option as relates to it. There is no option as relates to it. And the issue of bid'ah, it is clear and is no option as relates to it, that we stay away from the bid'ah and the like. So as a reminder to myself, and a reminder to all of you and those who hear my voice, is that we have to strive to be successful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ihras ala ma yanfa'uk wasta'in billah." Seek diligent and be diligent after that which will benefit you, and to seek the help, the aid, and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The son of the great Imam, Imam Abu Dawood, he says inside of his Al-Ha'iyya, that which points us and directs us to that which will get us success, bithnillahi ta'ala. As he mentions, he says, tamassak. And this is the first bait. This is the first line. He says, tamassak bihablillahi wattabi'il huda. وَلَا تَكُنْ بِدْعِيًّا لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ. And hold on to the rope of Allah and follow the guidance. And do not be one of innovation. Do not be a person of innovation. Do not be a person of innovation and one who is upon innovation. لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ. So that perhaps you will be successful. So that perhaps you will be successful. Because the manner and the way in which you'll be successful is as he explains inside of the next bait, where he says, وَدِنْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَنِ اللَّتِي أَتَتْ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ تَنْجُو وَتَرْبَحُ. And take as your religion, your path, your way, the book of Allah, and the sunan, the sunnah, that has come upon the Messenger of Allah. Those sunan that have come upon the Messenger of Allah, take this and the book of Allah as your way. Tanju wa tarbahu, so that you will be successful, you will be safe, and you will profit with a tremendous and abundant profit. Naam, the yield of such will be beyond your comprehension as relates to the good and the khair as contained therein. And there is no other way. So therefore, with this being in mind, it behooves us to associate ourselves with those individuals who are like-minded. To associate ourselves with those individuals who are striving to tread upon the same path, because they will be an aid for us in reminding us. They will be an assistance for us in helping us into remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be better than an alarm clock in drawing our attention to those affairs where we come up short. When we have come up short, there will be a reminder for us to get back upon the right path and to avoid that which will hurt us. So bila shak wa bila raib, with this being the case, we have to strive. We have to strive to support the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah. We have to strive to make sure that we are there. We have to strive to make sure that we are benefiting from the classes, because there is no other way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inside of His noble book, He says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبِعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. That those who came first and foremost, those who preceded came first and foremost from the Muhajirun and from the Ansar, from those who migrated, and from those who helped them. When we look at these two groups collectively, then we know, we understand they are the Sahaba, hum as-Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبِعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who follow them in good. Those who follow them in good, those who are upon the way of the Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ, that Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows us three categories of people. And as the ulama, they explain, it is binding, it is wajib, that we be from one of these three categories. There's no option, there's no fourth option. We have to be from one of these three categories. So now let us reflect back to the ayah. What were the categories that were mentioned? The first was the muhajirun, those who made hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who made hijrah from Mecca to Al-Madina or from other places to Al-Madina. Can we be from this group? No, we can't be from that group. We cannot. So this is not an option for us. The other group that was mentioned was the Ansar, those occupants of Al-Madina who took in the Muhajirun, who were very kind and generous and gentle unto them, and treated them in the best of manners, and so on and so forth. The Sahaba. Can we be from them? No. We can't be from them. It's not possible. So the third category of individuals in which Allah Ta'ala, He mentions, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبِعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who follow them in good. Those who follow the Sahaba in good. Those who are upon the way of the Sahaba. Those who are upon the Aqeedah and the Minhaj. And yani ibadatan wa sulukan, and the manner of worship. The manner of worship is the same as the manner of worship of the Sahaba. Their akhlaq, their character is the same as the Sahaba. Meaning that it is the same type, not meaning to the same extent. Because our worship, our akhlaq is not going to get near to that which the Sahaba were upon. They are the best of this ummah. Bila shak wa bila raib. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He has told us, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, that the best of mankind is my generation, then those who follow them, then those who follow them. So as far as getting near to them in superiority, then we can never touch them. So what is meant by this is that what is that we don't have acts of worship in which were foreign to them, that they didn't know about, they didn't do. We don't have understandings of what is good character and so on and so forth that is foreign to them, that was foreign to them, that they didn't do. They are our measuring stick, for lack of a better term and or expression, by way in which we have to make sure that we are upon their way and in agreement with their way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside the Quran, He says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيْنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تُوَلَّى وَنُصْلِحِ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Allah ta'ala, He says, and those who came first and foremost, Allah ta'ala, He says, and whoever contradicts the way of the messenger, after clear guidance had been made known to them, and they follow a way other than the way of the believers. Who are the believers here mentioned in this ayah? Who are the believers here? What's intended by believers here? As-Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. This is who was intended. Allah ta'ala says, and follow a way other than the way of the believers, we will leave him to that which he has left himself to, or that which he has turned himself to, and enter him into Jahannam, what a worst of final destinations and abodes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this ayah commands us to be in agreement with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to be upon the way of the believers, meaning the Sahaba. Naam. So is there an option? There's no option. We have to be upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be that which agrees with what the companions were upon. And this is because the sunnah of the companions, and this is what? The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't have a different sunnah. Naam. They were upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon. They were upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught them. And this is why in the hadith of Irbad, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he refers back, he used the dhamir to refer back, after mentioning the sunnah of the khulafa and his sunnah, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِي مِنْ بَعْدِي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عَدُّ عَلَيْهَا, hold on to it. He didn't say, وَعَدُّ عَلَيْهِمَا, hold on to them too, but he said, عَدُّ عَلَيْهَا, hold on to it with your humility, to the end of the hadith. Is an indication that what, that which the khulafa and the sahaba as a whole, that which they were upon, the sunnah, was the same as the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's why he referred back to it with the singular and not the dual. It's the same. So, it is a must to understand these things and to understand the gravity of the situation, the time in which that we live in. To understand, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned unto us, "Bada al-Islam ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada fatuba lil-ghuraba," that Islam began strange, shall return to being strange, so glad tidings to the strangers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that times, we're going to come where it's going to be a lot of fitna, as in the hadith of Irbad. "May ya'ish minkum fasira ikhtilafan kathira," whoever lives amongst you, you're going to see much ikhtilaf, much differing. "Fa'alaykum bi sunnati," so stick to my sunnah. وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, and the sunnah of the righteous guide of khulafa after me. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتُ الْأُمُورِ, and beware of the newly invented matters, to the end of the hadith. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained to us that times will be tumultuous, there will be very difficult times, very, very scary times. And the remedy is to hold on to his sunnah and the sunnah of the righteous guide of khulafa, the way of the sahaba. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us inside of the hadith al-iftiraq, وَسَتَرِكُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةً كُلُّهَا, the Prophet said, all of them, كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدًا, all of them is in the hellfire except for one. Just one. So the Sahaba, they were concerned, because they were concerned with being successful. You understand? They were concerned with being successful. So they asked, وَقَالُوا وَمَا هِيَ تِلْكَ فِرْقَةً يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and what is that? What is that group, O Messenger of Allah? Which one is it? What is that sect, O Messenger of Allah? To which the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Al-Jama'ah, the Jama'ah, the group. And as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he explained, Al-Jama'ah, mawafil qalhaq, when kunta wahdak, that the Jama'ah is what agrees with the truth, even if you're by yourself. So it's not necessary or necessitated numbers, that a great number. No. The Jama'ah is what agrees with the truth, even if you're by yourself. So what is intended by the jama'ah is that being upon the truth, being upon the kitab, being upon the sunnah. this will be the only group that will be successful. Because those groups that are not successful, they are groups that what? They are groups that are upon bid'ah. So now you see why the great scholar, he mentioned what? وَلَا تَكُوا بِدْعِيًّا لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ. And don't be a person of innovation so that you will be successful. That you will be successful. نعم. وَدِنْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنِ الَّتِي أَتَدْ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ تَنْجُوْ وَتَرْبَحُ. And don yourself, take as your religion, your deen, the book of Allah and the sunan that has come upon the messenger of Allah so that you will be saved. And you will gain much. You will get a great profit. Naam. So when we reflect now and we see the stakes, we see that the stakes are high and that the option is one. And that is, as it comes in another narration of the hadith of Iftiraq, that Sheikh Nasr, Imam Nasruddin al-Albani, he mentioned, it explains the narration which I mentioned, al-jama'ah. That what is the explanation of al-jama'ah? Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, the other narration explains what is intended by al-jama'ah, and that is when the Prophet ﷺ, he answered by saying, ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi, what I and my companions are upon today. What I and my companions are upon today. That is what is intended by what al-jama'ah. That is the explanation of al-jama'ah. Those who are upon that which the Prophet ﷺ and his companions were upon. And that which the Prophet ﷺ and the companions were upon, the way of the Salaf, لَا يَكُنُ إِلَّا حَقًّا. It's nothing, it's, yani, it can only, it's only the truth. It's the truth. It's only the truth. Ma'am? It's only the truth. So, when we understand how dangerous the times will be, we will understand how the Muslims themselves will break and split. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَسَتَرِكُ أُمَّتِي, that my ummah will split. And from the ulama, they say what is intended by ummati here means the, yani, the ummah who answered the call, the Muslims. They will split. So it's a very dangerous time. So it is not as such that we can just put our hand in the hand of anyone who says that they're Muslim and then that's it, khalas. They're gonna guide us to that which is correct. No. It's not that time. The Prophet ﷺ said the Muslims will split and divide. And those who are upon the bid'ah, they're threatened with the hellfire. So with this being the case now, It behooves us to seek out those places that are free from the likes of these things, that are free from the likes of these threats lingering over them. And bila shak wa bila raib, these are the places of Ahlul Sunnah. These are the places of Ahlul Sunnah. These are the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah, the marakiz of Ahlul Sunnah. So we have to stick and be very diligent and not be light about this situation. And we have to remember to take from that which is safe. As the ulama, they explain. It is not of such a person, he says, well, I will go anywhere and take from the good and I will leave the bad. This is a concept that is from the tricks of shaytan. As Shaykh Rabi'i, hafidhullah ta'ala, he said, individuals who say the likes of this are not those who have with them the amount of knowledge that allows them to be able to differentiate between good and bad. So they end up taking the bad, believing that is good, leaving the good, believing that is bad. You understand? But if we were to bring a lower example, we will see how this does not calculate, this does not compute. If we would take the example of our eating, if I were to show you a garbage dump, some trash, and I would say, but we can pick through the trash and we can find maybe there's an apple has not been eaten. Wash it. There's some pieces of bread that haven't been touched, but it's sitting inside the trash can. There's some bottles of juice that I have drunk and maybe we can drink from them. Some bottles of water that haven't been opened, you can drink from that water. You'll look at me like I'm crazy. You rush me to the doctor, say something's wrong with him. I don't know what's wrong with his brain. He's telling me to eat from the garbage can. It doesn't make sense to me. But is it not possible there's some good food in the garbage can? It's possible. How many restaurants throw out food every night? Good food. It's possible. Maybe a rat ran on it. Maybe he did. It's possible. But you say when it comes to your food, you say, no way, man, you're crazy. Right? But if I said, okay, well, oh, you don't do that. Well, then there's a buffet. There's a buffet. Everything on the buffet is halal. It's all good, right? You can eat from the buffet if you want. Then you say, yeah, no problem. Why? Because you can close your eyes and you can pick anything on the buffet and it's good. It's clean. It's good. This is how you would treat your stomach. So, and you wouldn't play around with eating from a garbage can because you'd be scared of all kinds of diseases you may get and stomach problems and worm and whatever, whatever, to the end of it, right? So you're not going to play around with your stomach like that. So why would you play around with your soul? Why would you play around with your soul? Why would you put your soul in jeopardy and put your heart in a situation? Because remember, you don't control your heart. You don't control your heart. Why would you put yourself in a situation where somebody from Ahl al-Bid'ah will beautify something and then put it inside your ear and you believe it? How do you think Bid'ah? You think Bid'ah just comes across because a person could come in and he say, hey, I'm a Mubtadi'. What I'm saying has nothing to do with Islam. It's not from the Sunnah whatsoever. The Prophet never said it. Sahaba never knew nothing about it. But let me teach it to you. No, they don't do that. But they beautify with their speech. And this is why what Imam Awza'i, he said, عَلَيْكَ بِأَثَارُ السَّلَفِ وَإِنْ رَفُضَكَ النَّاسِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَأَرَاءَ الرِّجَالِ وَإِنْ زَخْرِفُوا لَكْ بِإِشْ بِالْقَوْلِ. That it is appointed to stick to the narrations of the Salaf, even if the people leave you. And beware of the opinions of men, even if they beautify them with speech. They have to beautify them. You have to beautify them. Right? If a person has a dirty couch, but he really wants you to sit on it, what are you going to do? He's going to put over a clean sheet upon it. A clean curtain, it looked good, you put it upon it. You don't know, you sit down, you still feel something wet, like, what's that? You take it off, you see it's filthy. What is this? But how he gets you to sit down, he make it look beautiful. That don't change the essence of what it really is. So this is how they beautify the innovation. This is why from the Salaf, when the Muqtadi' will come and try to talk to them, they put their fingers in their ears. Why? Out of fear that something they will say may reach their heart. Because the ears and the eyes, these are the means by which reach the heart. These are the avenues that reach the heart. You understand? So we have to be protecting of what we hear, protecting of what we see, so on and so forth. So you don't want to put yourself in that dangerous type of situation like that. So when we reflect and we just ponder upon these things and we start to appreciate a little better the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah and how important they are and why we have to support them. We're not in a country that the government takes care of our masajid. We're in a place, as the Shaykh he mentioned earlier, Shaykh Usama, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, that the Muslims have to come together to pay for and to maintain and for the upkeep of the masajid and so on and so forth. So let this just be a reminder to us to appreciate the likes of this masjid, Masjid Nurullah, because as you go out through the country and places and different towns and cities, yani, you'll find a lot of towns and cities don't have a masjid of Ahlul Sunnah. They don't have a masjid of Ahlul Sunnah. But a lot of the masjids there is like our brother Abu Yusuf was talking about. People, you know, making all the Sufi dhikr and the sheets and all this type of stuff. And, yeah, subhanAllah. Places where you gotta pray because the jama'ah is of such and so important. Nah, we can pray behind a mubtadi'. Nah, so I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying it's not. You can pray by him, as long as his bid'ah is mufassiqah, it's not, it doesn't take him outside of Islam, you can pray by him, no problem. Because the salatul jama'ah is just that important, and we still establish it. Now, however, in those situations, where's the comfort? That after the taslim, you gotta get out and run. You understand? You gotta get out and run. There's a place, true story, no tabligh stuff, no fake stories, right? There's a place in Florida, sometimes I'm far away from, Masjid al-Bukhari, Salafi Masjid, right? So, Dhuhr comes, I have to pray in that place. I'm working far away, I pray in that place. But it's of such that, subhanAllah, you're so uncomfortable, it's like you hope you're late, you hope you get there and they done praying already, so you can just pray and leave. You understand? Because it's so awkward. Because after the prayer, they break into, congregational, dhikr. Recite Ayatul Kursi, everyone together, the Imam is leading, everyone's saying it behind him, and so on and so forth. And it's awkward to get up and leave, but I get up and leave anyway. But one day I got up and I was leaving, and he should have known that, because I always get up and leave, right? But I guess it threw him off guard. It was awkward for him too. So he forgot Ayatul Kursi, like mid recitation, and he just looked at me like, And then the people turn around and look at me like, what are you doing? You messing him up. So I had gestured an apology to the best of my, not for breaking up the bid'ah. I was happy about that. But, not want to be disrespectful or anything like this, So, but then I grab my shoes and just, okay, salamu alaikum. And then when I get to the door, there's like a little partition. So when you get to the door, they can't see you no more. But by the time I get to the door, I hear him, okay, they got his bearings. He start back up again. And this is what you gotta deal with. You gotta run out. You can't even sit and make dhikr in peace. I gotta go to my car to make dhikr because they all doing this type of stuff. And then they look at you crazy like, come on, join. You know what I mean? For Ramadan, a brother said, no, come. For Ramadan, we having two sheikhs here for Ramadan. I said to myself, two sheikhs? You got one sheikh all this bit. I could bring another one thing. I'm gonna come in and I'm good. Yeah, subhanAllah. It makes you really appreciate the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah, really. And the classes that go on therein to benefit from them, because this is not something that is everywhere. This is not something that you find in every place and the like. So brothers, please, please take advantage of this situation. Learn. Be in the classes. Be regular. Yani, be here as much as you possibly can. Learn, benefit, and bring your family so they can learn and benefit, and inshallah this will be some reminder to appreciate that bounty in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tremendously, and to show gratitude unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for putting you in such of a bounty, of which there are many Muslims around the country who don't have the likes of that. Fa'ayani, this is just some reminder in which I wanted to give. Fa'naktafi bihadha al-qadar wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله خيرا.